This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. AirVenture is over for another year, and EAA says attendance may have set a record. EAA Warbirds Executive Director Bill Fisher says the FAA is expected to invite public comment this fall on proposals for new operating limitations and inspection standards for vintage military aircraft. Six EAA directors were re-elected to three-year terms on Saturday. ANN has learned that Gamma President Pete Bunce has withdrawn his name from consideration for EAA president. It looks as if Alan Klatmeyer's attempt to form a separate company to buy the single-engine jet project away from Cirrus Aircraft has fallen short. The company says the jet will stay within Cirrus. The National Association of Flight Instructors has a new master program that requires a minimum of 1,000 hours instruction given to qualify. Executive Director Jason Blair also says we need to do a better job of selling the fun in flying. An industry group has recommended an overhaul to the FAA's Part 23 process for certifying new designs in the standard category. Find Chris Batchelor's analysis on our website, dated Saturday. EASA says it will propose requiring replacement of pitot tubes on some Airbus airliners in the wake of the Air France Flight 447 disaster off Argentina. Diamond Aircraft says the FAA has certified its new Austro AE300 turbodiesel, opening up options for owners of earlier T-Alert power plants. And if you've noticed something different in this Touch and Go, you're right. We have a new format that has more stories, shorter length, and higher audio quality while still fitting in a 1 megabyte download. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves offers some closing thoughts on AirVenture. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.